uninsured people can choose a plan for them if they're uninsured, and based on their income, they can be eligible for a federal subsidy to help them purchase coverage.
Don Ingalls is Vice President of State and Federal Relations at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. The new regulations that begin today should mean affordable health care coverage is now in reach for the millions of Americans who are without it.
We know that most people who don't have insurance don't have it because of the cost. And one of the key elements of the health reform law was to make federal subsidies available to help lower and middle income people purchase coverage.
For citizens who currently receive their health care at most large companies, it should be business as usual. However, for small employers, those with under 50 employees, there are some new options. Nora McGuire is Chief Marketing Officer at Independent Health. She outlines what they can expect.
They can continue to offer the coverage that they're doing today directly through their insurer, or working with their broker through their local insurer. Or they can work with a private exchange, which there's been new coverage available through private exchange. But as you note, they can also drop coverage completely. So a small employer can say to their employees that they'll stop offering coverage completely.
McGuire emphasized they expect no change for the larger employers. WBFO News asked both McGuire and Ingalls about the myths that have surfaced in this fight for the Affordable Care Act.
I think the biggest myth is that costs will go down in general. And as I noted, it's only a very small number of people that will see a decrease in costs. There are new taxes and fees that that have to be paid to the state and the federal government. So there will be increased costs that will be assessed.
I think there's been a number of myths and confusions because, and I don't think the political debate has helped in that regard. Most people won't have to change. If they have their coverage through work, they will continue to do that as long as the employer continues to offer coverage.
As for the penalty for dropping coverage by employers, that was delayed for a year. That is now slated to go into effect in 2015. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.